Ladies and gentlemen, if you would, we're going to call this, the city's going to call their meeting to order. If y'all will please turn off your electronic devices, i.e. phones, be very appreciated. So, Judge, if you'd like to call.
County will call its meeting to order, and please forgive me, I can't. I'm still trying to find my voice, so.
If everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Gary Saucy, yeah. Thank you.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen. Thank
you. Welcome, everyone. Appreciate y'all coming in this morning. Kent, do you have any employee recognitions?
No.
Okay, good. I mean, it's on the agenda. Public comments?
No, it's not.
No, it's on mine. I apologize.
No,
it's okay. We do have public comments. Has anybody signed up for that?
Of course.
One? Okay. Could stand up, please. I can't see you behind Mr. If you'll give us your name and if you're a city resident or county resident, well, you're going to be resident one or the other, doesn't matter. You'll have 3 minutes, and you'll hear a sound at the one-minute warning, and then a sound when you're done. Please introduce yourself, sir.
My name is Cord Switzer, C-O-R-D. That's for future reference because you didn't get it right before. Okay. I am or was a member of the committee since the 19th. We started this thing for 2013. I was involved in the last episode. I want to thank the members of the committee for their due diligence, their work, and their concentration. Both present members, past members, and I'm going to throw in future members because this thing is not going to go away, folks. It will come up again. I moved here in 83 and got one of the county city plans in an orange cover, okay? It had the concept on it back then. It has been brought up 3 or 4 times since that time, and guess what? I'll give you good odds it'll be brought up again. That's why I say future members, okay? From here on, I'm gonna be talking from my point of view, not as a member of the committee. I wanna make sure we separate the two. It is my opinion that, this thing has been going on for so long, and the concept and the cost have become more and more expensive. The city cost, the county cost of this last eight years, of all the meeting times, all the research efforts, we're not including the cost that went into the studies, yada, 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 yada. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. Okay. And the bottom line always comes back to the bottom line, cost. Okay. And I have said from the first, this is going to cost significant dollars. The $40,000 that's in the, I've got 1 minute.
Yes, sir.
$40,000 that's in the thing is not even close as far as I'm concerned, and will be doubled or tripled after this. So when you're looking at this again in the future, first thing to do is it going to pass in a bond, yes or no? If you don't believe that, you don't have good research on it, don't bother to do this thing again, okay? The fear factor has been the trucks and the congestion. Well, folks, neither one are going away. Get it. I drive from outside of Fredericksburg into town, back and forth every day. In 8 years, I had yet to see an 18-wheeler pulled over. So they must be doing everything perfect. I just got behind one all the way to here. He changed lanes 4 times and never put a turn signal on. Okay, so yeah, if we're gonna talk about raising stuff about trucks, let's enforce the truck laws just like we do anybody else. Nice talking.
Thank you. Okay, the next person is Eric Hammerson, and then Gary, you're on deck.
Good morning. My name is Eric Hammerson. I live in the city and therefore also in the county. I wanted to thank everybody who's been involved in this over the years. It's very good hard work on the part of people. It's clear that the population doesn't want to spend the kind of money associated with this. and they don't feel that an interstate quality bypass meets our needs. I think that when the time comes that they turn 290 into Interstate 10, and they turn 16 into Interstate 10, when they turn the road to comfort into Interstate 10, then we can think about that. In the meantime, let's improve the roads that we have right now. Let's extend Friendship Lane. Let's make other options available. Use the money more wisely that we have, and only be able to try and either take some of the trucks off of Main Street or give the residents the option to be able to get around town without having to be sitting behind a truck that's changing lanes four times without changing the turn on the turn. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eric. Gary?
Gary Saucier.
I live in the county.
I want to thank all of you. You've been working this for a long time. Some of you directly on the task force and down in the details, but all of you in trying to deal with what's right for the community going forward. And the intent of a bypass of some sort is to address a problem. But the solution that is currently on the board isn't the right one. Gentlemen have talked about cost. It's also not the right type of road for what reference group is. Yes. Someday, maybe an I-17 will come through here and the world will be very different. But most of us want that to happen at a slower pace, not at a flip the switch and make it happen. But I want to thank you for all of your interest, all of your support, all of what you guys listened to, my organization that tried to bring the voice of the people to you. We want to look forward to what the community, and by the community, I don't mean the city, I don't mean the county, I mean everything integrated together, right? Sometimes we get city and county rubbing against each other for various boundary rules and stuff, annexation or other things, but we all live in a wonderful place, Westby County and Hill Country, and it's changing on us almost daily, sometimes to the good, sometimes to not so good, okay? It's your guys' job to help make sure that we get what we need for the people, and we try and prevent what we don't want for the people. Keeping crime low, that's great. Keeping us in a place that people enjoy living. You're trying to work both with the city and the county for all of the problems we see in front of us, like having people who can live here because they can afford it, because they have jobs. There's lots of challenges. Going forward, we see that in the short term, the city's mobility plans, right, help solve some of the challenges in front and can help people move around more flexibly. Long term, I would agree with Court. There's probably a bigger vision for what does transportation in the county look like, right? We've got to go look at what does I-14 do? Does that help us? Does it not help us? Does it come fast enough to? But putting what I call a fire hose around Fredericksburg when garden hoses lead to the town doesn't make much technical sense and costs way too much, impacts way too much. Well, thank you for your leadership.
Thank you, Gary. This was the last individual who had signed up to speak, so thank you for your comments. Turning it over now, we do have a resolution in front of us. I know there's going to be some comments, and I don't know how we want to proceed with this. Doug, do you have any idea? I know we want to hear from Kent and yourself, commissioners and city council members. So any direction on how to do this, or you want to just have council commissioners talk? I know you don't want to talk. Just raise your hand.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right. However you want to take care of it.
With that, Kent, do you want to?
If you're doing it wrong, I'll hit you.
Okay. Yeah, well.
Do it anyway.
Kent, do you want to say something first?
Yeah, a couple of comments. First off, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't recognize all the members of the task force. We've got, I was counting, we've got 7 of the 10 members of the task force here today, and they have done a great job. They put a lot of their own personal time into this effort. And so I think we need to personally recognize all those individuals. You've already heard from Cores, but also here today, we have Jim Giroux.
If y'all would please stand. Yeah. I'm not for sure if I would. Well, I know a lot of y'all, but we there you Jim, go.
We have Jim Giroux, okay. Tim Lindbergh. We have Bobby Watson. Kathy O'Neill, Charles Authors, and Donnie Hsu. And I didn't see, is Corey here? I didn't see Corey here. Corey's not here. Rodney Cott represented the Farm Bureau. I believe he's here. And then we had Larry Jackson. So those were the 10 members of the task force. Not all of them made it through the whole 9 years, but a number of us have worked on this for the last 9 years. So we need to recognize and really thank those, every one of those people for their contributions. So Mayor, County Judge, and Council members and commissioners, this, of course, has been an endeavor that's lasted for the past 9 years. And the one of the key steps of the process was the completion of the feasibility study by TxDOT about 2 years ago. That was jointly funded by TxDOT, the city, and the county. Following that study, the Relief Route Task Force decided to send out information to the public. Every registered voter in Gillespie County got a publication summarizing what the Relief Route Task Force had completed. And then I think many of you got feedback from your constituents over the last couple of months on their feelings about the relief route. Right before Christmas, we had an opportunity, the judge and the mayor, Clinton, and I met. And the judge and the mayor asked us to draft up a joint resolution for your consideration. It would basically postpone or delay or discontinue any continued efforts on the relief route. And so we drafted the resolution. The joint resolution is before you today. It has been reviewed by, I think, individual council members as well as commissioner members. We got your feedback over the last month or so. We've made a few changes to the resolution. So I think the resolution that you have in your packet today is the revised version that includes all the changes that y'all have offered over the last month or so. So that's where we are, Mayor and Judge. We'd be glad to answer any questions. Clinton's here also, and Garrett Bond. They've worked a lot on this project over the last 9 years.
Ken, you might want to mention we met with TxDOT.
Yes, a week ago Friday, we had a city-county delegation that met with both the TxDOT district engineer and area engineer. We had a very positive meeting, I think, Judge and Mayor. Councilman Musselman was there, and also Commissioner Albers, I think you were there. And so one of our concerns going into that meeting is that we were going to burn some bridges with TxDOT if we pulled away from this project. I think we were all concerned because we have to continue to work with TxDOT on a lot of different projects here, and we want to protect our relationship with them. And so we went into that meeting, the district engineer for TxDOT, we shared with him the outline of the resolution we're considering. And his response was, TxDOT does a lot of feasibility studies, and we understand some of these result in projects and some don't. And we accept that. We accept that a lot of the feasibility studies that we spend money on do not result in movement towards projects. So I guess our conclusion for that meeting is we still have a great working relationship with TxDOT, and the fact that we're discontinuing this project is not going to hinder that relationship. So that's, I think, the rest of you that read that meeting, please.
Anything. I think you hit it. Well, I think it was very positive. As long as he's still the district engineer. they change so often.
Yeah, it went rather well, I thought. And that was our concern. And I think it ended on a very high note. So, okay. Since I'm sort of been designated until you hit me, is there anybody on the commissioner's court or city council that would like to address anything in the resolution? I'm sure we all have seen it. Any questions or concerns?
Well, I believe the resolution as written right now is probably in the best interest of our community of Gillespie County. I've been here long enough. I remember the effort in the 1970s. And what's interesting to me and to the public, that all the studies that were done, especially the 1970s study, the route is essentially in the same place in every study. And in the 1970s, the route was, I guess, a little south of Freedom, which this route is. And, you know, in the 70s, the land was too expensive. It was $5,000 an acre. Of course, people were making $600 a month. And so, you know, cost is always relative. I believe that the the city's transportation projects. If we can get those going, we'll do a lot to alleviate the traffic on Main Street. We have congestion because of the creeks, and we don't have we need more access for people on the north side of town. So I think this is a good start. The TxDOT, just like the city of Fredericksburg, I guess the people don't realize that the city of Fredericksburg had a master plan for Cross Mountain Park that sat on the shelf for 20 years. And when we got the funding and there and the political decisions of the elected officials said, we need to park on the north side, we pulled the plan off and were able to construct it. So I don't think that all the effort that has gone into this plan over the last 7 years is wasted, because it's a plan that's going up, it's going on the shelf. And what TxDOT say about project plans?
Rack 'em and stack 'em.
So if there's in the future, TxDOT might say, you know, we really don't need a 400-foot right-of-way. We really don't need an extension of 290 going around town. We really could survive with the Highway 16, which I think if we had talked about some kind of a farmer market road or a Highway 16 type road 7 years ago, and TxDOT said, "Yeah, that's what we want," I think we'd be in a different place right now. But I think there's too much uncertainty with funding, with keeping people's land up in the air. So I think this is the best thing that we can do for our community at this time.
Since we started on that time, Dennis, any comments?
No, sir.
Thank you. Kathy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
if you just indulge me a little bit of history and some discussion about the resolution. When I was on the council the first time, was in 2012. And after I was elected, Corey Keller contacted me. I didn't know him, I knew his name, of course. So we met at Werner's, and he said, I want to take another stab at this relief route. We didn't call it relief route, we called it bypass. So my dad and my grandfather have worked on this, and they kind of said, don't do it, Corey. But he said, I really want to, because we're going to need it. So the mayor at the time was Gerald Hoover, and we were able to put together a task force of city and county representatives and people from the community. Corey and Clinton did most of the work and probably Kent, maybe other people, with TxDOT. We had several years where TxDOT was changing employees. It was hard to get them to on board, because as soon as we did, somebody would leave, a key person, we'd have to start over again. So we lost several years in the beginning. And then finally TxDOT stabilized and we were able to continue with the same people and get them on with that. So as you know, we did that, and I don't know exactly when it came out, but this big report came out that showed the history of looking at all the different routes and how they came up with the proposed route for Route E. And that document is on the city's website. I don't know if it's also available to the community. And then I think in October, the task force completed its work and came out with this document for the community to let them know exactly what had happened. And from this document, I believe whoever drafted the resolution drew some of the language for the resolution. And going through this document, I think there are some whereases that I would like to add. I've made copies of them, not enough for everybody, but if you can share, if you want to go through this with me, share. Yes, that's right. Yeah. I went through this document and you can see in red, and I'm sorry about the print. I don't know why it's so big. Just came out that way. At the bottom, it says, the one I'd like to add, TxDOT has agreed to construct a farm-to-market style roadway with grade separation at intersections on right-of-way between 200 and 400 feet wide. I talked with Corey on Friday, and he described this as a Tyvedale-type road. It would be, the road itself would need a right-of-way of about 200 feet, but if you wanted to add access roads, you'd have to expand it to 400. So his thought was it's probably wise if we went ahead with this at some point to get a right-of-way that's about 400 feet wide, or potentially that, in case landowners want to have access onto the road where they are. So that one I'd like to add for more information. And then the next one is, says the funding for this right-of-way cost would likely have to be funded by bonds approved by local voters, although there are several other funding mechanisms available, and that comes directly from this report. The next one I'd like to add is, the Relief Fraud Task Force has completed its work and has recommended that the community decide whether it wants to proceed with the relief route. And so I don't think right now we really know what the community wants. We haven't taken a vote. We have anecdotal evidence. Mr. Saucy will say he did this, what do you call it, petition?
Petition.
But that's several years old, and people are misunderstand the width of this road. On Facebook this weekend, there was a comment about the relief route because there was almost a huge accident at the corner of Washington and Maine that the woman who was would have been in described. People on there, she was pushing for a need for a bypass. And other people chimed in on there, well, it's gonna have to be 600 feet wide, and made some other comments about it that were not accurate. So I don't think people really right now today even have accurate information, even though they got this document. Everyone in the community got it, I believe. County, city, which is all in the county. So if I were gonna be in charge, which I'm not, I would say, and I would think you'd wanna know for sure whether the citizens of our community want this or not. If they don't, then we put it on the shelf. If they want it, there's no reason why we couldn't proceed. People are still interested in working on this. And so you'll notice that I added a different result for today. And that would be to determine the will of the people by asking their input on whether or not to commit to the process of establishing the proposed TxDOT local government joint venture relief fund. That comes also from this document. That's the recommendation of the task force. The task force is over. It turned it over into the hands of the city and the county and community. And I think to complete the work of the task force, I would like to see us get the will of the people on record instead of having this decided by a group of 11 people. So I suppose that would mean it would have to go to the November election.
I think the question whether you can put it on the ballot. That was a question the Relief Route Task Force dealt with for quite a while. And the conclusion, as far as a countywide ballot, is the county did not have the authority to do a referendum.
And well, so that was a binding so we don't have a way to just gauge the temperature of the people and their input without putting it on a live ballot. And if the thinking is, and I agree with Kent, the thinking is most people that any bond issue would fail, it makes absolutely no sense to me to put it out for a bond because it doesn't look good to a governing body if you have a failed bond issue. Because in the future, if you need to go back out to the public, they're going to remember that.
So we talked about doing a survey. It would cost $20,000, something we didn't have an exact number. We talked about in the task force other ways to get a larger input from the community. If there's a way to do it, I would like us to think about that maybe over the next months and see, because if they don't want it, if the community doesn't want it now, then it's on them to make that decision and to let us know. And we don't really have to make that decision. It should, in a perfect world, we could go have an election and you're telling me we can't, but how else could we find out what the community wants without making this decision ourselves?
There could be a petition among the elected officials could ask a resolution today, and if there is an outpouring of support for the citizens of Gillespie County to have a bond issue, they could start a petition drive. They could contact elected officials and say, "We want you to reconsider. We are willing to pay the $80 million in taxes, bond indebtedness." So, I don't believe that now is the time for us to delay this issue.
You know, people have been in limbo over this issue for the last almost 9 years, especially those that own property along the route, technically the third route. And it's not fair to them to keep them in limbo any longer. They haven't been able to do anything with the property. To me, we've had almost 9 years to get input from the public. I'm satisfied that I know how most of the public feels about this issue at this point. And as far as I'm concerned, and I think as far as most of the commissioners' court is concerned, we're ready to put this to bed. City yes. Council, and if you all want to consider doing a different resolution, I think the commissioners' court, we just split our resolution. But I don't think the resolution is the important thing as the action that we take. And I think the commissioner's court is prepared to take action today to put this to rest.
Would you be willing to put the whereases in?
No, ma'am, I would not. I would not recommend.
They come directly from the document.
I would not recommend to the commissioner's court that we accept those.
I appreciate your comments, but that would be something the city council would need to. And I'm totally fine with the present resolution we have currently in front of us.
I think Kent did a good job with the resolution. So, and Daniel and whoever else worked on it. I'm sure we could all put our individual tweaks on it, but again, it's what's important is the action, not necessarily the wording of the resolution.
Well, those wouldn't be individual tweaks. They come directly from the report.
Donnie, your lips are
moving on deck. To
well, they all move. I just want to, you know, I just want to, you know, I kind of agree with Cord and want to echo what he said about the committee. You know, there are some of us who have been on it for 9 years. And you know, in 9 years, you get kind of weary, you know, personally speaking about, I mean, I've had a ton of phone calls. And I can tell you that as this went along, very few were in favor of it the way it ended up. And, you know, those are my constituents that we're talking. And I think everybody realizes that we need something. It's not going to go away. We need some kind of a relief in Gillespie County, Fredericksburg, on Main Street or whatever. But I think what ended up happening was this has got to be such a huge TxDOT project with 200 and 400 feet right away. This mega road going, you know, on the south side of the county and cutting some really pristine country. And it just didn't make sense to a lot of people in its form. But I can tell you that the task force did yeoman's work, and I appreciate everybody who's on it. But we tried to uncover every stone, look at every fact, you know, did a lot of work. And we ended up with, you know, with a report that we had. And I'm fine with the resolution the way that it is. And there's a lot of things in that report we could add to it if we wanted to. Everybody could add their own loop. But I think Kent did a good job of getting to the final point. And I'm ready kind of to put it to bed and go forward. I think there's some other transportation issues that we could look at, you know, that would help the citizens more than this big relief route that was proposed. And I'm just ready to go on with and get it over with.
Thank you, Bobby.
As almost everybody said, the problem is not going away. We do have an issue about we need to relieve traffic through Main Street. But I think the solution that's been presented or agreed upon with TxDOT is not the solution for our community. And we need to look at a different alternate. And I think the city has some recommendations. I think we'll do quite a bit of that working with the county. But I think the negotiations would be that we get TxDOT support on those solutions. I'm fine with the resolution that we have. I think the task force, as it stands right now in its current form, I think everybody's pretty well, as Donnie said, tired of going with this, and the solution that we've come up with is not for our county. So I'm in favor of moving forward with the resolution that's been presented, knowing that we still have an issue and that will have to be dealt with at some point in the future.
Thank you, Charlie. Yes, I was probably the baby on the task force. I was only on it 5 years, and I want to say that I respect everyone else that was on there, because it was not always a friendly discussion, but we all walked out of there shaking each other's hand and respecting each other. And for that, I really want to say thank you to everybody that was on the task force. But the city represents a group of people and the county represents a different group of people. Unfortunately, yeah, they are all the same, but I think the county people outside the city limits target us when we're out in the community, and the city people probably target city council more so. And there's been a lot of our constituents out there in the county that have really raised their voice when we're at HEB, a restaurant or whatever. And there's just not been much support for it at all for the relief route. The people are screaming property rights, and they, you know, the like the judge said, the people that were on the route they've been in limbo for 5 years, and it's been pretty contentious with them. And with that being said, I mean, I think the Relief Ride did everything we could possibly do to come up with the best solution that we could find, but I don't think that it's the right solution for Gillespie County at this time. So with that being said, I would support this resolution as it's written.
Jared?
Yeah, you know, the term came up, population doesn't want it. And I kind of have to agree with Kathy in that. I've heard it before too. You know, I know Mickey Poole has stated this to me a couple of years back that, you know, all we ought to do is go ahead and put it to a vote to the people and let the people decide whether or not to go with it or not go with it. I've often said too, you know, you look at San Antonio, they built 410. They built right up to 410, and then they built 1604. And, you know, now everything's built up to 1604. And pretty soon you're looking at, they're looking at Bernie chopping their lips too on that. But it would have been great to have people's input, but it's been going on for 9 years. We've had a lot of comments by a lot of people. I agree the cost is never going to go down. You look at property prices right now, or valuations right now, and go back 10 years and see what the property value was back then. You know, I mean, it's not going to get any cheaper. I know when Boyd Harper was mayor, they were looking at the Relief Route for the very first time, I think. And, well, not the first time, but they were looking at it. And that time it was like $20 million or something like that. Well, you see where it's gone from $20 million up to ungodly amount right now. So I agree with Kathy on that. I like, Kathy, your comments on that. But this year has been kicked down the road a long time. We have the internal routes like Tom was talking about. You know, we have some options there. I wish we could have kept when Greg Haley, one person we forgot to mention was Greg Haley when he was on that board too. He had a lot of great comments, and we thought we had everything done with Friendship Lane and it was going to be good. And then all of a sudden two of the three TxDOT people left, and then they got this new group in. Well, their vision of what was going on was totally different than what we had almost gotten done. So I think this has gone on long enough. Hans Hahnemann, he's grown old enough to have it. So I think we need to put it to rest and go with this resolution if TxDOT will, you know, willing to work with us down the road, because something's going to have to happen. But this is not, I don't think it's the time to do it.
Mr. Palmer, your turn.
Best for last.
Yes. No. The judge and I get the last say.
That's what I meant in that. Yes, sir.
Yeah, unless we want to go back around. Yeah.
I don't really have a whole lot of that. I know if we brought to vote for my constituents, it would be shot down overwhelmingly. I mean, I talk to my people out in the community all the time. I haven't seen the signs that build the bypass. I've seen a lot of them say stop the bypass. So I'm ready to move on.
Thank you. I just want to iterate, you know, again, thank you for the task force. I don't know what you're going to do with all y'all's free time now after 9 years or 5 years of being on there. I know those can be, and I went to one meeting. I understand the how things were working there with TxDOT. But very much appreciated. And I've been in Fredericksburg for 71 years, and I've seen this issue several times, and it always ends up in the can. And that can doesn't need to be kicked down the road anymore. And, you know, as other folks have stated, we're looking at intercity connectors. Hopefully in the near future, we'll be able to work with the county on maybe doing some kind of extension on Friendship Lane to help that. I will share with you right now, I know a lot of folks from Settlers Ridge, they already have a bypass. They hit up Live Oak over to Tiberdale and then boom, boom, boom. So they've already kind of created a mini bypass for the folks from Harper. They figured it out. Always say people figure out the shortest route to not necessarily the shortest, but the quickest route to where they would like to travel to. So again, as I said before, I'm in favor of this resolution. And Mark, I'll leave it to you. And then at that, I guess I will ask for entertain a vote from the city council to accept as presented. I presume we should read it, though, so the people in the audience, if they haven't seen it. And I would be happy to do that unless Mark wants to read it.
I do want to add just a few additional comments. And I think Cord brought it up originally, and it's been mentioned several times. You know, this issue is not going to go away. I don't know how often it's been dealt with since I've been judge in 27 plus years. And even before that, my dad was on a committee that Judge Weezer appointed back in the 80s to deal with his relief route. And back then it was a bypass, whatever you want to call it. But I don't think the design that we've got now is basically the same thing that we dealt with 15 years ago that the public said it's not going to fly here. For whatever reason, whether it's the design of the road, whether it's because we're still dealing with the pandemic or because of the inflationary environment that we're in right now, people are not going to support increasing their taxes for this particular road. This is not the solution that we need. And so I appreciate the work that all the task force members did. I know they put in a hell of a lot of time and effort. And I appreciate that. I think the people appreciate the work that you did, the information that you gathered. I think y'all did your best to try to keep it as a unbiased and just gather the information, because that was your charge, was to gather the information, not to try to arrive at a result, but just gather the information and present it. And I think y'all did that very well, and I appreciate that. But it's time, like I said, for those people that own property along that preferred route, they need to get some relief. So I would encourage the commissioner's court to adopt this resolution that's in front of us this morning.
Thank you. Anybody, commissioners, Kent, city council members? Daniel, I guess it is appropriate to read resolution for the record.
It's not required.
I would like to do that if that's okay with you folks. A joint resolution of the City of Fredericksburg, Texas, and Gillespie County, Texas, to discontinue all efforts to design and construct proposed relief route project. Whereas, since the 1960s, the City of Fredericksburg, City, and Gillespie County have been discussing a concept of constructing a relief route around the city that would improve local traffic conditions. And whereas, in 2013, the city and county created a relief route task force with local citizens pointing to gather information on the viability of the relief route. And whereas the city, county, and the Texas Department, TxDOT, funded a comprehensive feasibility study on the relief route that was completed in 2020. And whereas this study included evaluation of several possible locations for the relief route, with Route E being selected as technically preferred route location. And whereas this technically preferred route location would require acquisition of approximately 294 acres of property for the right-of-way for the relief route. And whereas the relief route task force has estimated the right-of-way acquisition cost will be more than $40 million, and these costs would be the responsibility of the city and county taxpayers. Whereas the funding for the right-of-way cost would likely be funded by bonds and approved by local voters. Whereas this information has been shared with local residents in a brochure that was distributed to all registered voters in the county. And now, therefore, be it jointly resolved by the City Council of the City of Fredericksburg, Texas, and by the Commissioner's Court of Gillespie County, Texas. Section 1, the City Council and the County Commissioner's Court hereby resolve to discontinue effort to design, construct the relief route, and in doing so, want to express their appreciation to TxDOT and members of the Relief Task Force for their recent efforts to study the feasibility of this proposed transportation project. Section 2, effective date, the resolution shall be effected upon passage by both the county, by the city and the county. With that,
Mayor, I'll make a motion that City of Fredericksburg approved the joint resolution City 2022-04R. The City of Fredericksburg and Gloucester County discontinue all efforts to design and construct the proposed relief route project.
I have a motion by Don. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Let's have a second by Bobby. Any further discussion by council?
I can for a roll call vote.
Yeah.
That's fine. Kelly, you want to call the roll? Kelly, you are here, right?
Councilmember Watson?
Aye.
Councilmember Lickenbach?
Aye.
Mayor Kinney?
Aye.
Councilmember Musselman?
Aye.
Councilmember O'Neill?
No.
Motion carries 4-1. Thank you for your votes and consideration, Council. Judge, your turn.
Thank you.
Okay, member of the Commissioner's Board, you all have heard the discussion. We have a motion to approve the resolutions in favor in front of us this morning.
Also move, Judge.
Sorry. Any other discussion or questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. We have to officially end the meeting. I'm so sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Mayor, Council, and Judge and Commissioners, I think you all agree these joint meetings that we have a couple times a year are very productive, and we get to share a lot of information that affects both the city and the county residents. And so my question for you today is, do we want to wait till the budget sessions this summer to have our next joint meeting, or do we want to try to schedule a joint meeting between now and next summer? And a couple of topics that I wanted to share with you that might be appropriate for another joint meeting. Number one is last week, Clinton and I met with the fire chief, and he has a recommendation now to present to both the council and commissioners on a proposed site for the third fire station. I think you all know that this year in our budget, we appropriated money to acquire property for the third fire station. Over the last 6 months, the chief and his staff have reviewed different sites, and now he's identified a site that he would like to bring forward for your consideration. So that might be a topic for a joint meeting if y'all wanted to set one in the next 30 to 60 days. We also are making a lot of progress in both the city and county on broadband improvements. I know Eric Whiting's back here. He's had some meetings with individual commissioners. He's briefed the council on his efforts to improve broadband. LCRA is also taking some steps to improve broadband. And it might be a good topic to kind of bring this information together and have Eric report to y'all on all the improvements going on or planned for the next several years in terms of broadband improvements, both in the city limits and also outside the city limits. And then I know Clinton has been working very hard with the County Fair Association on the sports park, been working with Dan Kent, and Daniel has been involved in these discussions too with the attorney representing the County Fair Board. It might be appropriate also to update the city council and commissioners on their efforts to get the sports park project underway. So, and then last but not least, yesterday I talked to the fire chief, and he indicated to me that there's been a lot of meetings going on between the our fire EMS department and the volunteer departments on improving the communication system, the fire communication system throughout the county. And he indicated that they have a recommendation now on the improvements to the communication system that he would like to bring forward. So those are just four topics I want to throw out there. If y'all were interested in scheduling a joint meeting, I think it'd be good to have one maybe in April before we get into budget. And so just wanted some discussion on that, Mayor.
Thomas?
One point that I thought would be good for this group to hear in a workshop setting would be it would be good for us to understand what kind of development is happening in our larger community. If Tim Lindberger of the EDC could, we could just have a joint workshop where he could update us on economic development, what's going on, where it's going on in the county, where it's going on within the city limits and the city of Fredericksburg, just so we get some idea as to how the what's happening in the community and how it's changing. What are state laws regarding certain projects? I think that would be a short meeting that we get that information. I think it could be like an hour long meeting or something, just so we get together so that we're all on the same page. Commissioner Farmer's got a lot of development going on in the harbor area that I think a lot of people in Fredericksburg might not know. What happens in the county affects the city, and what happens in the city affects the county. And so I think that our ability to communicate and our ability to have to understand what's going on is, I think, very important for the decisions that we will make for our joint constituents.
Well, I can tell you one thing. I always enjoy visiting my county commissioners. And I think as time moves along, I think in my own personal opinion is I think the city and the county has worked tighter and more respect for one another than it had been in years past. And I hope this relationship will continue into the future because, again, we're a community, and that's the word I'm pushing now, community. And we need to stay a strong community in Gillespie County because that's who we are. That's all I want to say. Thank you. Judge, any comment?
Well, sir.
Now, are we done?
I'm going to adjourn.
Motion by Tom.
No, that's Jerry.
Oh, Jerry.
Yeah.
Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry. Okay. Any further discussion? Nina and all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? There is none. Motion carries. Do y'all have that as well? Y'all
just no, leave? They never adjourn.
You just leave.
They don't know what adjourn is. They never.